paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Dreaming of buying your first car or new home? Knowing your FICO score is the first step to making it real. With MyFICO, you can check your score for free, and it won't hurt your credit. You'll get your FICO score, full credit reports, and real-time alerts all in one simple app. Your credit score is more than just numbers. It's the key to building the future you've been working toward. Visit MyFICO.com/free or download the MyFICO app and take the mystery out of your FICO score.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So the Burt's Big Adventure raffle for this Audi Q3, this 2025 Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta, the raffle over tonight at 5 o'clock. I was told yesterday that if we could sell 441 tickets, it would be our best-selling raffle in the history of Burt's Big Adventure.
And we've been doing this for 12 years, the raffle.
Yeah, I mean, it's been successful every year, and it gets a little bit bigger every year. 441 is a lot of raffle tickets to try to sell in, what, 9 hours or something like that, 8 hours. But can we try to do this?
I mean, we can certainly try.
Yep. Yeah. You can go to burtsbigadventure.org. It's $100 tax deductible. Every single penny of that is going to Burt's Big Adventure, their trip down to Disney World with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. Also, all of our programs like the Fairy Godparent program and the reunions and all the stuff that we do. So the goal would be 441 by 5 o'clock tonight.
I believe that that is a very attainable goal.
I think you had a good point this morning. If we are just relying on Burt Show donations, Burt Show fam donations, that might be tough to get to. But if you know somebody rich, or if you want to share it on social, that might really help out a lot.
Yeah, if you go to Burt's, at Burt's Big ADV on Instagram or on Facebook, you can absolutely share away their post in regards to the raffle.
How would your love to come in here tomorrow and go, we did it, you guys, one last mini miracle. So if you can help us out, burtsbigadventure.org. All right, Tommy, take it from here, my man.
All right, Bert. This next surprise guest is a former member of the Bert Show. He was on the show for 3 years. And man, right before you left, I had this awesome idea. We were going to have a night at a club. And I remember sitting in the meeting, and I think I got a standing ovation when I said the name to this promotion. We were going to call it Hispanic at the Disco. And I was so proud. But then he left. But now he's back. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the Burt Show studio, the one and only Just Romeo.
Yay!
Oh, my God, you haven't aged a bit.
Still has that handsome baby face and those gorgeous dimples.
Oh, man, you smell good, too. What is that, dude?
I have no idea.
That's good.
I just bought it, like, I don't know, 2 days ago.
How you doing, man?
Dude, I'm doing great.
What's going on?
I'm outstanding. You know, I'm grateful for the life that I have right now. And just, you know, it's been a tough year for immigrants, you know? So it's been difficult to just look at what's going on and see, like, you know, children living the nightmare that haunted me as, you know, as a kid. So
yeah, this is going to be a very maybe silly question, but from your perspective, and this is one of the things that I've really appreciated about the Burt Show over the years, is opening up dialogue to different cultures in every walk of life. And you were so great at doing that for the Latino community. So let me ask you a question about that. Because at least from the outside looking in, you really got to do kind of get out of your own algorithm sometimes. It feels to me, well, I know this is fact because my friend Blanca was telling me this, that she has friends now who have brown skin that are here legally, but they have a fear when they leave their house every single day that they are going to be like pulled over by ICE. Do you have that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think even just the idea that talking Spanish in public is also like a bad thing now, you know? So, I mean, there's times where I, more than anything, I think I fear for my parents because I think they're the ones that, you know, are more at risk than anything else. But yeah, I think that fear is just there. I mean, you're the you focus on the news a lot and you see what's going on and you see like that you're just driving around. Like you don't absolutely have to do anything anymore. Like you just, the way you look is enough for them to pull you over. So yeah.
For those that aren't familiar with Romeo's family story from El Salvador, you want to kind of give them the recap of that?
Yeah, absolutely. And also just, you know, I wanted to say thank you as well, because, you know, I think you guys mentioned it in the last couple of days with some of the guests you had, like representation matters, you know, and I think for me, this was one of the most amazing things, being able to connect with people and being able to share a part of my life that I think I was so afraid to talk about. And then once I shared it with everyone, it was just like, oh, there's others who are going through the exact same feelings that I'm going through.
Let me piggyback on that one just for 1 second before you tell their story. The kind of format that we've had for 25 years is not really endorsed by radio. And that format is bring in all sorts of walks of life and talk about it all. Generally, broadcasting, and I use finger quotes on that, really is very narrow casting. You have your audience, you stick to your audience. You have a white audience, you talk to white people. You have a black audience, you speak to black people. The Spanish-speaking stations can speak to Spanish people. That has never been acceptable to me. So when we started this show 25 years ago, bringing diversity to the radio was not endorsed by the radio station, but it has been something that's been in my heart my entire life. So this kind of dialogue to me is so important, and it should be what radio is all about, because this is the important stuff right here. But it just doesn't happen on a lot of morning shows. And this is something I'm so proud of on this community right here. And Romeo brought the Latino community in, and he's going to tell you why here in a second. And it's been a beautiful thing to watch, man.
Yeah, no, and I think that that's why this show was so great. And I think this show is fantastic, and it's lasted just as long because you've been able to, you know, bring other voices in as well. But yeah, to give you a little bit of context to who I am and my family background, my family is from El Salvador, and they immigrated here when I was 8 years old. They brought me into this country just for a better life, a better opportunity. We used to live in an area that was run by gangs, and there was a lot of gang violence. Luckily, we have a new president. You know, he's able to clean up that country, and it's completely different now. But at the time when my parents left, it was I was 12 years old, or I was 8 years old, and I remember them basically telling my mom, like, when he's 12, we're going to come and get him. And so that was one of the biggest factors why my family came here.
Like, to recruit you into the gang?
Exactly.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So they were literally telling you, just a couple of years. He's got a couple of years.
They would tell my mom that.
And then he's going to be in a gang. Wow. Yeah.
And so I came here. I, you know, grown up here my entire life. I feel like I am 100% American in every single shape, form, and everything else. And I don't know what else to say. I think
tell them about your immigration journey too, because you're
So I fall into a category known as dreamers, which is essentially like children that were brought into this country by their parents, and there's no sort of like way of getting some sort of green card or a pathway to citizenship. It's just this limbo that we're in, and it's constantly being like played around by both sides of the party for like a bargaining chip. And so my life has always been a bargaining chip for you know, some people out there. And it's scary, I would say, a lot of times, because it's just, you know, you never know. There's just such an uncertainty and fear of what can happen tomorrow or what can happen today. But I fall into a category of dreamers, and yeah, it's just, I think we're not even children anymore, but we're talking about people who are like 30 years old now. Mm-hmm. So I'm pushing 30 at this point, you know? So I was like, yeah.
You look good, man. For 30, you look good.
I'm trying. I've been working out. I've been pushing myself, doing things.
I was going to say, you took the jacket off, and I'm like, he did that to show off the guns?
Say it again.
When Tommy told us earlier that you were coming in, right before you walked in here, I'm like, I can't remember what his original name was.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
You remember?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Yes. Kevin!
I don't even remember that.
Kevin!
I didn't even remember that. It's always been Romeo and just Romeo.
Yeah, no, I think that's my history with the show. Like, Romeo was born literally in this studio.
Hang on. It wasn't Kevin, then Romeo, and just Romeo. There was a period there where we were all mispronouncing his name, and then he had to correct us. So it was Kevin Romeo.
That's right.
And then Romeo.
That's right.
Yeah, I had to change my name and I had corrected. But yeah, I started off on the show as an intern. I was an intern for the show in the summer of 2020, right when COVID happened. So I don't understand how you're retiring. Like, you could have taken a mic in your suitcase. Like, you did the show from far away, right? What do you mean?
Yeah, I'm done performing for a while, man. Everybody's sure that I'm going to end up back, but I don't think so.
Yeah, no, but yeah, I spent the pandemic with you guys, genuinely. Like, you guys gave me an opportunity to, like, not lose my mind. And
You were going to school in Delaware, right?
Yes. Yes, and because of COVID, I stuck around. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't go back to school, so I stuck around, and then you guys offered me a job part-time and then full-time, and then I was here for exactly, I was just telling Tommy, it was exactly, I almost felt like I had a contract with you guys, because it was, I started my first day on the job was September 1st of 2020, and I left September 1st of 2023.
Is that right?
Yeah, okay. So it was like perfect 3 years here. And dude, the 3 years that I was here is like incredible. Like, I think there's some of the best times of my life. I was trying to think on the drive here. I was like, do I have any story? Like, because you guys have some heavy hitter guests, okay? Yeah. And then there's just me. Like, just Romeo here.
Essentially, Jesus was in here at 7 a.m. So how are you going to follow Jesus?
Right. So I'm just like, oh, man, I don't even know if I have a story with you, Bert. I think it's just genuinely, like, at the time I came here, I'm an OG of the youth group, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would hang out with the youth group more. And I think the one thing that I can say, though, is genuinely just thank you for your time.
Of course.
Like, thank you for not just the 25 years of radio and what you've done for Atlanta, but thank you for taking time out of your schedule and sitting down with me plenty of times and just, you know, having breakfast with me or lunch and just being able to, like, give me advice and just have a one-on-one with me. And I felt like that was the most powerful thing. I carried so much of what every single one of you have shared with me. And, like, I think I wouldn't be so confident and reassured of who I am now if it wasn't for every single one of you guys.
I feel really good about that. I think that take radio out of it. I think that's what business and life is supposed to be about. I know Kristen and I feel like a responsibility because we've been doing this for a very long time and we had amazing radio mentors. And we didn't tell people that we were mentors back then, Abby. It just happened. But I think there's a responsibility, no matter what business you're in, if you have that experience, it's to pass that on to the next generation.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like something special. It's something you do.
It's kind of, if you care about this industry and you have, and care about others, then of course you're going to want to see them shine. You're going to want to see them thrive and you're going to do what you can to help guide with, you know, We'll use the term wisdom very lightly. But I know I asked you, Romeo, I'm like, because, you know, Romeo and I are still very much in touch. And I was texting with him and I was like, yo, so, like, is there a moment you want to relive from your tenure on the show? And you had a couple of ideas. So which one are we going to go with today?
Yeah, there was three main core memories that I had, but the one I chose, I think, is the one bit that put me on the map. Genuinely, it was the one thing that I think a lot of people were like, oh, this kid is down, you know, to do anything. And it was, it started off with a bet between Katie and I. It was over a billiards game, a pool game. And essentially, we had a big bet. I think it started off as a simple bet, and then we brought it into the studio, and then it became way bigger than what it was supposed to be.
That's what we do.
Make it bigger.
Yep.
And so the stakes were one game, one round, basically. And if Katie lost, she was going to shave her entire eyebrows off. And I think she had a wedding to go to, like, the next weekend or something. So it was a lot for her.
I don't think it was like a wedding she was going to. I think you were in the wedding, weren't you?
I was in it.
And then if I lost, essentially I was supposed to wear a Speedo. And, you know, crazy enough. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. I have kept this.
My wife, Renee, ironed those logos on the Speedo.
So if anybody wants a Speedo, it's been worn by me. But
we'll auction that off at the next Noon Tonight Fashion Show.
There you go. I don't think they're washed. But
even better, Romeo. Even better.
And so I was supposed to wear a Speedo and be outside on the corner on the streets and with a sign that said, Katie took my balls.
Oh, that's right.
And I don't know why I had a two-parter, because then I also was supposed to get a Brazilian wax.
Yeah.
In studio.
Yeah.
I forgot about that aspect.
You were so uncomfortable with that.
Oh, it was not that. I mean, yeah, I was butt naked in the studio. What do you mean?
Yeah.
And I never received a wax in my life. So it was like a first time for a lot of things.
But now you get them regularly.
I do, actually.
No, you don't.
Not regularly, but it's, you know, I kind of liked it. It was a nice feeling.
All right, so this is the audio we have?
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, it is business time.
Oh man, it's been a bumpy road, but it's about to be smooth.
Yeah, it is.
So my good friend Raquel, who is the owner of Sweet Peach Sugaring Wax Studio, she's I love her. She's a dear friend, and she's go big, go home. So you know, when Romeo lost his bet, he and our producer Katie played a game of pool, and he lost. So his punishment is he has to get a full Brazilian wax, then he has to wear Speedo on the corner of our intersection, which is pretty busy, holding a sign that says Katie took my balls. So instead of just having him go to one of Raquel's Sweet Peach locations, it's like, why don't we just, you know, make it easy on everybody minus Raquel, and just do it right there in studio.
Just stop talking, let's get it over with. I get it's radio, we got a topic, let's get it over with. No, not ready. No. Okay. Hey Raquel, have you put some of the wax on already?
Yep. Yeah, that's all over his balls. Okay.
All right, this is almost torturous because there he is sitting there with the wax on that area right there, and she's just getting ready to tear one off. Not one of his balls, just the hair.
Yes.
Hopefully,
don't take one. That's debatable. Off. So Raquel does all my waxing, and so I know when she puts the hard wax on, she has to tap it to make sure it's hard. Is she tapping your nats right now?
Yes, she is.
Oh man.
Give us a little play by play, Romeo.
Okay, no, it's calm, it's cool. No.
Kaylee, do you have a mic also? I just wanted to...
Yeah, so I'm here now.
So are you watching this whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Is she tugging down and then pulling still?
Yeah, she's applying it, she's tapping it, and then she's rip. And she is about under his manhood right now.
So we're in Taint Village.
Yeah, we're getting down there. We're not quite there. Oh.
Oh, yeah. She's going under.
Under? Okay.
Right. I would say the hotness, the warmness of it feels good.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying that.
You sound constipated.
Oh. Which part was that, Kaylee?
That was the lower part of his jewels.
The lower part of the jewels. Okay.
So the underneath, the underbelly of the balls.
All right, Romeo, give us a play-by-play where the wax is being applied.
I'm currently stretching my butt.
Yep.
In a way that I've never had before.
Kaylee, $50 if you blow on it real quick.
Romeo, don't let go, Romeo.
So wax applied, and she took the first couple of strips off the butt.
Yep. Oh, she's going for the tank top.
So is she all up in there right now?
Oh yeah,
she's done.
She's done. Okay.
You're
totally clean already.
I'm totally clean.
She got your head trimmed.
All right.
Yeah. Well done. First, that didn't sound
pretty
too
well.
Painful.
Yeah, it did.
No problem. To you, Romeo, I say, lo siento mucho.
Yeah, you know. You say that to my boss.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big.